Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngaliza manyi.
At God the mighty hand cloud.
Olwechi gambo echo kujukiza charisi
jetuli. The word of remembrance is brought unto us. Tumanyenga
omoyo mutukufu.
We know that the Holy Spirit.
Abada tujukiza.
He has been reminding us.
Ngatukiriza Yohane sura ya 14.
As he fulfilled John chapter 14.
Obabiri mu mukaga.
Verse 26.
Omoyo bwalija.
When the Spirit will come.
Litujukiza byonna.
Remind us all.
Natuyigiriza byonna.
And teach us all.
Tujukiza omugaso gwo kuwandi.
That's the very fit of writing. Yes. First it in the summary.
Yes,
very important.
He
God who owns the scriptures. Himself wrote down. God will never forget. He writes down. A human who forgets
needs
the Holy Spirit to remind them and to teach them. Refuses to write. Let's thank him, the Holy Spirit. He who has reminded us that we need to write. We need to write. Become rightful disciples and people faithful who will be able to spread to others. May God bless you. You can sit down in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Writing, it shows much the light of knowledge you've gotten. It shows that you have a vision. And it shows that you have a revelation. And it shows that all things God spoke with you, you believe that they are to immediately happen. Yes. Writing, it shows the light of knowledge you've been revealed. It shows that you have light of knowledge. And it shows that you have a vision. And it shows you have a revelation. And it proves that what God reveals to you, you believe that to immediately happen. Anytime I read Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, I believe that those people who've gotten light of knowledge, who have a vision, who have a revelation, as written down, they believe that those are to surely happen immediately. Those people who really write, those four things, they do not have them. Light of knowledge, they have not put emphasis upon it. The vision God brings to them every time, it's to they do not mind it. The revelation, it's to they have not minded it much. And inside their hearts, they have no proof that God is to do them immediately. But they move mumugendo, bandwagon. Let's go.
Tugende.
We go.
Tugende.
If tomorrow we go. But they don't really believe that that vision, that revelation,
is
to happen immediately. Yes. And what happens?
They
just get surprised that God spoke it. Read me Habakkuk and you see.
Habakkuk, esula ya kubiri. Olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2.
Awo mukama nanzira muna yogera nti. Wandi kukole seboko. Okole bulungi kubipande. Akusoma duke mbiro.
And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, so he may run that reads it. Yes. The Lord himself, write that vision. Put on a tablet very well.
Plain
and it's clearly understood.
Something
plain, it's clearly understood. They want to read. They will run. You know you must be writing. If indeed there is light of knowledge which passed through the word of God, which
has
been manifested in your life, and it's brought the vision, and it's brought revelation, indeed write it down. Because there are those going to read it in the times to come.
They will fear much
the people wrote and did read those things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they say, people always were in revelation. My God.
Real revelation, we move by
in the seasons is what they studied. Things which have happened now, they are what they studied.
And
due to the happenings, the very things which were revealed to us. I've told you like this.
Person
who is not sure of the light of knowledge that they get, it are not sure of the vision that God gives them. It does not get sure of the revelation that God gives them. They do not write down because they don't believe that they are to meet immediately happen. They remain in the bandwagon of those people. Let's go. Then they gather because of that bandwagon effect. For God is saying, if you have given a vision, write it down immediately. When he speaks in the verse 2, he says, Habakkuk chapter
2,
verse
2.
And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, so he may run that reads it. Yes. If indeed you've gotten the vision, God said, write it down. Write the tablets, all the books, and plain. The one who reads,
he
can run quick in the serving of God, or in the fear, and they say, indeed. Indeed, this was God who spoke with these people. In verse 3, he says like this.
Habakkuk
chapter 2, verse 3.
Kuchali kwa ntuko zako ezalagirwa era kwangua okutuse enkomerero sote kulirimba ne wankubadde nga kuluwawo kulindirirenga kubanga tekulirema kujja tekulirwawo.
For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not delay. Yes.
The
vision God gives you has times of coming to pass that you've not realized. In those seasons, they have to come. God
said
all things he reveals to you, they have a value you've not yet realized. But because you've not yet seen it, still you've not written down. Seasons you've not looked into them. Of the benefiting of the revelations God gave you. But because
you
grew up in the world of eating cassava and going to toilet, you don't think
that
cassava, the worm will eat it ahead. What shall we do?
So listen,
now he's begun to scorn us.
omanye obulamu bw'obunnyonnyola,
you know your life explains the way you can conduct yourself in the vision of God.
Kubanga ye Katonda agenda okubikulira kyakubikulira.
God goes to reveal to you what he reveals.
Akimanya akikubikulidde kiremu okumwogerwako.
Reveal to you that is not spoken about him.
Kubanga tunatakola kintu kyonna.
God does not do anything before he reveals it to his prophets.
Kati tabu eri kugwe.
A trouble is upon you.
Lababadde akuteeka okuba nabbi.
He's prepared you to be a prophet.
Lababadde akubikulira kakole.
Revealing you that he works. But
look
to one day reveal to you, they are not serious at all. You look at how they
so
look at them. That one who is never right.
All
those who write just like that. They just do it for the sake. They do a summary that the vision of God is summarize it. Look at how you all look. Let me even laugh at you. Praise Jesus much.
That's
time and this vision has to come to pass.
For the vision is yet for an appointed time.
Yes,
its
appointed time will come. But he say,
but at the end of it shall speak.
Naye ku nkomerero yako kujja kwogera.
Olwalero kuwandiise mu kitabo kulinga
okutayogera. As if it's not speak.
Kulinga okutayogera.
As if it's not speaking.
Okwolesebwa bwe kutuuka mu biro byako.
The vision will reach its due time.
Okubikulirwa.
The revelation. It speaks out.
Olwalero kuwandiika mu kitabo kulinga okutayogera.
As if it never speak.
N'obiteeka mu nyumba
yo. If you put in your house. As if it never speak.
But
when the due time will come, it begins to speak. Those things will not waste time to speak.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It will be the one to speak. There are even those awaiting in those seasons. They
recommend
that they were with us. But they don't have books they wrote down.
Themselves
are failed to become epistle of ministers.
Even
writing them, not written. I recommend them in Philemon. That I recommend them as Philemon. Yes.
That
our fellow servants, we were together. Even the vision we spoke about, you never wrote down. Even inside you didn't give it space.
If
you failed to give it a space in you, you failed to write. You are among us, yet you are not of our own. And you are present. Because you have nowhere else to go. In which way? Still try to go to other fools. You are better than them in understanding. And you say, let me sit here at least. You are silent. But they say,
of course, I have
nowhere to go because everywhere I try other fools out there, I'm better than them in understanding.
Let me go. At least
I sit there when I'm all consumed of jealousy.
Yet, you know
the other fools are better than them in understanding.
Yet,
don't enter in real understanding this we are in.
Have
this the trouble you have?
Agamba.
He says,
for the vision is yet for an appointed time.
Kubanga okwolesebwa kulindirira kaseera kaakwo akateekebwateekebwa.
But at the end it shall speak.
Naye ku nkomerero kulyogera.
And lie not.
Era tekulirimba.
Kati olwaleero.
Not today.
Kulinga okulimba.
As if it lies.
Era bw'otunula muno Uganda.
Why do you say pataposo?
Buli kiseera mu tulimu kubikulirwa.
Every time you are in revelation.
Mu musana gw'okumanya
kumulisa. That light's knowledge is enlightening.
Gukoze
ekikatuwe kukulisa. What has it done so far? if it enlightens. That it gives us a vision. We see where we're going. That it's given us revelation. They seem like joke.
First,
look at our number.
You think
when God took apostles, then he gathered the entire world, took them in a vision.
He
took on the trust among the 12. He chose out three. What to do in the world, he never revealed it to many. There are those he knows who are his.
Now, see,
drawn you close and you never draw yourself. He's drawn you, you refuse to draw yourself. And you think, what are we studying? You think, what are we lying?
It's
the revelation of the apostle as you know him. Wise man you see, why is in every place where you put it? Every scripture rich on it is wise upon it.
There
are things of wisdom which are more than that I understand. One called me someone who is cunning and crafty.
And
they don't think that this is vision. And they don't think that this is a revelation. They think, oh, man, that is a cunning man. This one's born wise in the world. This is not being wise. We are in light of knowledge, which pass through the word of God. We are in vision of things God is going to do. Revelation that is to do immediate.
It
does not lie, it's something to do. My brethren, the man Daniel said, me alone remained in that vision. I saw the vision. Those I were with, they were not able to see it. How can you be with us and you do not see? How and what's wrong with you? What kind of fever is that?
It's
fever on malaria of the brain. Brain fever, even though they take you to school, you repeat primary one all the years. Though the vision theme is to tarry,
Linda,
you wait for it.
Linda,
wait.
A
person will wait, they say. Let me write it down here. Yes. Every time I say, Lord, we say what?
Now,
you want to remind God over what? You can't even bring out your book
telling
God revealed such great things you say. Angels have to work. How come we've not seen them? You will remind him of what? Fine. You see that it surely has to come. It will not delay. The vision usually never delays. But what is threatening and terrifying and things you do? It is in the verse 1.
And he said,
let me go aside. I see. They have spoken them. I will not write down. But let's wait.
We
see whether it will happen. But you are still with us. But they will happen. You need each of them. You
must
see of their goodness.
And they are
to happen immediately. In the worldwide call, to flock many people into this place.
Amen.
Not be among those to welcome them. Not be among them to cause them seats. You'll be among those who welcome. And you are a new member.
kubanga wano omanyi agenda olaga kanindirire mbeere
nondabemukama
nanga vaawo byokulindirira wandika mangu
okwolesebwa
katulabe olunya olusooka
let's see the verse 1
Habakuku esula yakubiri olunya olusooka
Habakuku chapter 2 verse 1
ndiyimirira wenkumira neneteka ku kigo nenengera okulaba byanayogera nange era bye mba nziramu ebyokwemulugunya kwange
I will stand upon my watch and set myself upon the tower and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Yes. Now the proofs have been happening. Stuart used to say, no. You speak them much. Me, I will sit aside.
Ndabe.
I watch. See.
Ndate kaone watch tower.
I will be put a watch tower.
I will
speak the very words. I will see what, how they will happen. And you are in that state. You trouble yourself. Your body is just mere water. Blood. But your spirit, you've not considered yourself. A mere egg. It urges against the hen which lays it. And the chick has been born. It denies its mother. You're just a mere child before God. You cannot contend against his knowledge. If you wrote down and you refuse, then I've not understood you there. You are an egg which contends against his mother who has laid it. You are a chick which never been attracted by its mother.
You
scratch for Edens. Praise Jesus much.
You
are even awaiting, say, let me see things you speak. When they will happen. You know, it was that time on the 31st December 2019. And the Lord said,
2020
has not been before on this earth. And things to be in it are very wild. 2020. You say, increase the volume.
That
I don't struggle as I speak about it. And they say, fine.
He's
begun to dream. When it happened, I wonder what you thought in yourself. God has tried to see you things out, to show you things how they happen. And they have been spoken. As we were there, 31st December, 2020, he said, now Uganda, in around June, you're going to see this and this. It was 2021. Yes. And we waited, May. And the man called me on a radio station. You man, you spoke in the month of June. It's remaining one day. What did you speak? I said, you wait for June, you will see. You have seen much. As you are like children of Israel still. In Deuteronomy 29 verse 4 downwards. Your eyes have never been opened. Even your ears. Even your ears.
Still
never been given an understanding heart. Praise Jesus. You know, God has been making you into a prophet. That updates you and vision you before he works.
He's
drawn you in a special way. Before you used to yearn,
Lord,
I want to be like the prophets, like the apostles.
But
I see the Bible. I think how were they? I want us to emphasize that issue of writing.
Did
God gives you light of knowledge which pass through his words. He gives you a vision And he gives you revelation which is about to immediately happen.
So
terrifying that you've not written it down. Because not sure
Mbutana.
That what he speaks will immediately happen. But when he speaks to Michael, he says,
Amos.
Amos, esula ya kusatu, olinyolo mkaga.
Amos chapter 3, verse 6.
Bafuire ekondere mchibuga, abantu nebatatia. Obubibu kwa kuchibuga, mukama angatabulese.
Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be calamity in a city, and the Lord has not done it? Verse 7.
Mazima mukama katonda taliko kyalikola wabula nga abikulide abaddube banabbi ekyamache.
Surely the Lord God will do nothing unless he reveals his secret until his servants the prophets. Yes.
Asoka nakibikula.
He first reveals it.
Aba yagala kuchikola.
He wants to do it. Very great work God wants to do in the world. In the worldwide call. The final work on this earth. The miracle and the wonder. But he has been saying, there's no one, he can not do nothing unless first reveals to you his prophets. Has to first give you light of knowledge. That it gives you vision. That it gives you revelation. And
awaits
that he does it. And you come out with testify. That still God told us.
Where
trouble is. You have not yet realized your deal with God. You've been his friend.
He
refers to great things to do in the world. Angels in the world. And they work with you. In the final work, he reveals to you and you just sit it down. He said that what? Angels? Angels are coming? What?
Government is a.
God is heavenly government on the earth. What is that? He wants to do it. Now he's been drawing you that you're his friend. Yes. But you. You have no manners. You have bad manners. God draws close to you and then you deny him. Your book is like a chick scratch within it. Indeed. God makes you his friend in the things of the world. He comes to speak them to you. But you never think a friendship like that. And you have laziness. Your friend reveals you friends. I'm going to make a wedding. Yes. I'm
going to marry.
Inside your heart, you're laughing. You're going to marry what you.
Now,
what are you doing to God? Those who we ask, who are you mocking? Who do you family lies? In revealing you his great things that
he's
about to do immediately.
You're
out there laughing and mocking. You became Sarah, Abraham's wife. You tell them you're going to give birth. You are out of the tent. You're laughing.
That is 90
years we're giving birth. What is wrong with God?
Did
you even laugh? As they call you, laughed. I've not laughed.
But then serious.
I was serious. Following
to
we are in vision together. We are going in the worldwide call.
And
after our wake, as if you write down, you say,
emyaka 9
like these old girls are going to give birth
mbo Uganda
that Uganda and you love
Uganda twice
Uganda we are called
if
we
karika tunda bada kufulide chimkuano
kwenda why had God made you his friend indeed
nero uza kubigambe
you think about those words
ucha magukero neri
you still meander here and there
mkuano wako
you your friend called you come I update you about my plans
choka bana
sikula
banga ya malaku
never seen is one who sees
na yeye nkulabi
but I have seen you
nkulabiye
I have seen you
ninka kasizanga dalama
but I've proved that indeed
sikugwana kuandika
what refuse to write
umusana guo kumanya
light of knowledge
ubira mchigambo
cha pass through the word of God
ugusa ko moyo
you don't lay your heart towards it
irokoreshewa kwa mkama kwa kuwa
the vision of God that he gives you
no kubikulirwa
even revelation
uruza ngabya kupya kubao mangu
you don't think that they are to happen immediately
iratunaruza mukuru
not thought of the greatness
Obuli mulimo gwamo kama
guno which is in this work of God.
Abatudire muko Amos.
Let's repeat Amos.
Amos esula ya 3 olunyiriri olomukaga.
Amos chapter 3 verse 6.
Bafuire kondere mu kibuga abantu ne batatia. Obubibugwa ku kibuga mukamanga tabulese.
Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be calamity in the city and the Lord has not done it?
Olunyolo musanvu.
Verse 7.
Mazima mukama katonda taliko kyalikola wabulanga abikulidde abaddube bannabye kyamache.
Surely the Lord God will do nothing unless he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. Yes.
Taliko kyalikola.
Nothing will do.
Okuja ko ngabikulise.
Except revealed.
Abaweriza biba.
Servant the prophets.
Niju kido kubikulira tutandikira musana gwako.
Begin with light of knowledge.
Tujingira mukuri sibo.
We enter a vision.
Tugina mukubikulirwa.
It revelation.
Omusana gwako manya.
The light of knowledge.
Ogwida mchigambo
cha katu. Through the word of God.
Kutuyingiza mukuri sibo.
Enter us in the vision.
But we ngina mukuri sibo.
Enter the vision.
Tutuka mukubikulirwa.
We reach in revelation.
Ati abikurebe byabagenda okukola.
He reveals those he's going to do.
Enteka teka zina mutayika.
Standard strategies.
Ni munanga ku ayise nabbi.
But is called the prophets.
Umanyika tuona bwabaya gadi.
If God has wanted.
Afura bantu
bonabana. Makes all people prophets.
Yes yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Abadde ayagala kufuru.
He wanted to make you that.
Mukuita kutese mutese mu
calling you that is
kusonga zesi yo ndale kuru
on each of the entire world even heaven
banage
my God
jisira banga bantu
I've never seen people
abafanana nga banafunga mu
appear weak just like you
katonda nzibuyampi
tana mulira kubikuru God called me he told me of the great things
nafuka wa njawulo nyo
I became very special I got a great preparation with myself I mind
myself
very much
nafuna okwaura
I got to discern
na yaulo muhendo
I discerned the precious from the vile
nete ka kumutindo
I put myself on standards
ninja ukana ne mirembe
I separate myself with generations
ninja ukana ne shine
bieliko the world and the things they are on
programs
of the world I gave up on them
kubanga namanya waliwo program
I knew there is a program
azivunanyizibwako
the great one responsible of them is about to change them programs moving on in the world
nitika mungeriyo enjawu
myself in a special way
never mubana baba
I moved out of the children of men
irensongezi mbako
issues which happened on me
pointing kama nange ndi muntu
don't point on them that Lord me too I'm a human being not
binonange ndi mobi
these to me too I'm in the flesh I don't speak such
yageno kompita ngarabye ndi mobi
he called me never so I am in the flesh
ibyo sagara byogera
I don't want to speak about that
kubanga byo byakwe kwasankole ebya abakole
ebyo mobi excuses to give I do things that in the flesh they do
Umanyi katonda yagenda okuita nabbi Musa.
You know God called prophet Moses.
Ngachimanya nanagi.
And he knew he's a stammerer.
Yedda kumugamba simanyi
kuoge. He began to tell him I don't know how to speak.
Yamunyikira.
He got angered of him.
Namugani yakambi.
Say who said that you speak that?
Ani atonda abayina abogera.
Who created those who speak?
Nabatugira.
And those who never speak.
Andi badda mugabuga
mukama. Called him Lord.
Ntereza mukugera.
You proper my speech. I'm going to speak to nations now.
Ntereza mukugera.
Order me now.
Neo ria uwe kwa sasa
so but there with excuse I'm not educated.
Yakanzo kuita ngarashimanyi
kwa somo. You never knew that you are not educated.
I'm not dedicated, Lord. They tell us to write down, I'm not dedicated. Come tell him, Lord, you told me to write. But now in the world, I'm not learned. What can I do about that? You ask me. Concerning my offerings in the works of my hands,
you ask,
he doesn't want to murmur before him. He chose the foolish of the world. He didn't say you are a foolish person. Excuse you, we're going to speak to God. Even your parents, he knows that we are pagans.
Barogo.
You are wizards. Our parents were which why did you choose me from them? He knows they were drunkards. They did petition for you. But you wanted to be his friend.
Reveals
you what is to do in the entire world. And the entire heavens join on the same work. But you draw yourself far from where he drew you from the world. You fight a war going back where he does not want you to be. Our Lord Jesus said that you are my friend. All I have heard from the Father, I have told this to you. How can God call you to tell you all and you do not note them down? How can he make you his friend? And you do not note down. He tells you what he's going to do. Reveals you the worldwide call. All nations call them to work with me. They have not yet known, but you know it.
If
the work he does the final, you know two main reasons behind it. I want to stop the devil. Don't turn this one into Sodom and Gomorrah. You understood, my son? I've understood it, but I'll not write it down.
Almost
shrouded in spirit everywhere. How can you say you're going to stop it?
You know,
I want to prepare our nations. My son is coming back. And you love. 2,000 years has not come back. Now you're laughing. You may not laugh physically, but your actions already explain it. You don't even think of the vision it tells you. Why is God telling us all the things? The vision enlightens every day. There are those who are used not to understand. When you bring them in things of understanding, they say, they are used not to understand. Even when I was at school, they told me I don't understand. Still, it shows you knew that at school you never understood. Yet, once you now understand, the time has come for you to understand.
Mm.
If you are hard like that, you never understood at school. If you were understanding, you would have been hard to which level? If
you
failed to study mathematics up to the sixth level, senior six, but now you have many calculations. If you had studied mathematics, you know all the calculations. He says this one. Don't petition for them. Parents, you get be drunkards. But that's what you want, be foolish. Don't petition for that one. Leave that one is mine. That's why you never studied. God wanted you to be in that state.
Yeah,
chosen in the pharmacy, their afflictions.
You draw in family,
they moved you places like measles. If you had settled in
this,
according to that head and the plans you have in it, of nations and eating, if you had settled you wouldn't have profited anything from you.
Some of
you have married in life, five marriages, and they beat you there. If you had settled in a proper marriage, now they've given you a husband. Born again, the
husband.
You want to rule over them. Yes, you feel it. You would have been a big-headed one. What it is? Let you marry here, they beat you there, live there.
No.
He reduced the level of that. Has a reason why he moved you places. That you can get tired.
Still
you're not tired.
Waji?
Are we together?
Wazunga.
You moved places.
He said,
perhaps now the time, come you child, I give you rest. Till you are meandering. Raise Jesus much. But God wants to make you his friend.
Amen.
That if you get revealed of it, you would have wrote down everything he tells you. For he's about to do it immediately. I don't want us to run in vain. But
though
you run in vain,
me,
I proved the marathon I ran is of a crown. I have to see the crown. Me, I don't get off. I am always on. You keep getting off, you'll find me. Me, I'm always here on the pulpit.
And
I come every day. You, though you reduce your coming, me, I still stand calm. I still reveal.
For
they have to happen. You be there in those your jokes. And you think you're refusing to write them, they will not happen. You're joking. We have a deal with God. Sure.
We
have a deal which is not going to be stopped.
Amen.
Wanji?
Are we together? We have a deal with God. We didn't make it to children of men who regret. Why they have made a deal? We made a deal with God. It's
a
final work on this planet Earth. It does not return. It's the final work. The miracle and the wonder.
If you
not understood it, wait it as a miracle. It will happen as a miracle to you. But we are revealed, we shall be in rejoicing.
And
you are getting all struck.
Let's
be really in John.
That's a read.
Read for me, may I write down?
Yokana, it's like Kuminatano. John chapter 15,
verse 13.
Tewali alina kwagala kuneno okusinga kuno. Omuntu okuwaayo obulamu bwe olwa mikwano gye.
Greater love has no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends.
Onyole 14.
Verse 14.
Mwe muli mikwano gyange, bwe mukola bye mbalagira.
You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you.
Onyole 15.
Verse 15.
Sikyabayita abaddu, kubanga omuddu tamanyi mukama we byakola. Naye mbayise ba mikwano, kubanga byonna bye nawulira eri kitange, bibabuulidde mmwe.
From now on, I call you not servants, for the servant knows what his lord does. But I've called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my father, I have made known unto you. Yes. We know my servants. My friend,
what
I'm going to do, whatever I'm to do, I told them to you. His friend is not writing. His friend doesn't mind on the revelation.
But
God revealed to them and he's not yet walked.
mukwano gweta fayo.
His friend does not mind.
Enkube eto nyambita bo.
It's raining in the books. It's going to go, you don't mind it. You can cover a little and you wait it to go. But you know that there is a deal of God with you that you not yet fulfilled. You don't mind it much about it.
You
use yourself as the drunkards on the roads.
Not on
the roads, there are many drunkards there. They are not of alcohol only. Even those drunk of the foolishness of Jezebel, of every form. But get out of that wine. Stand built, analyze what God tells you. You stagger why? You first finish there.
Yokana esula ya kuminatano.
John chapter 15, verse 16.
Si mwe mwanonda nze, na enze nabalonda mwe, ne mbatekawo, mugende mubalenga ebibala, ne bibala byammwe biberengawo, kyonna kye munasabanga kitange mu linnya lyange, akibawenga.
You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
it's us, not us who chose him.
He's
one who chose us. If the person chooses you,
he
knows all your qualities, your states.
Your
life, he knows it. Nothing you will give and as an excuse.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
he himself chose you. He has his reasons why he wanted. As
you
see in the Hosea 4 verse
6,
my people are destroyed for lacking knowledge.
Hosea
4 verse 6, you know it. You will read it.
People
are destroyed for lacking knowledge. In lacking knowledge,
in
Proverbs
29
verse 18, it is to lacking revelation. We've said, Hosea 4 verse
6,
people are desperate for lacking knowledge. But lacking knowledge is to lacking the vision. Proverbs
29
verse 18, but all vision, it brings revelation.
And
it means they do not have revelation. According to 2 Corinthians chapter
12
verse
1.
But even those revealed, light is what manifests them. Even those revealed, light is what manifests them. Ephesians chapter 5, verse
13.
Ephesians 5, verse 13. Luke chapter 8. Verse 16 and
17.
And that light, which reveals all, it is of the Word of God. The light which reveals all, it is of the Word of God. According to Psalms 119, verse 105, even the commands and the laws, together with commandments and the laws, according to Proverbs 6, verse
23,
God has been revealing to you all concerning the word which reveals, even that the laws that they reveal, and how he is going to work in the world, in the worldwide call, in the final work on this planet Earth, in revival, in restoration of all things. That is spoken as prophets. Pete refill all of them. He refills them afresh as he does them afresh. But the child, and he said, I will not write them down. And he said, let me just write rough.
And
they said, write plain. And they are clearly understood. And you enjoy revival so much. We are going on revival. But what are you going to revive that you do not understand?
You say, all
is spoken as prophets. Now, reveal them afresh to you. Begin to do them with him. And you've become his friend. But there is something you do. There is something you do. You, my fellow man, my friend, whom we move past together, you are one who has betrayed me. You
have
betrayed his friend.
It
evolves like that. You
know,
you say, my fellow man, my friend,
no,
his friend is one he reveals to. Still you've decided.
You don't agree
for what he tells you he's going to do in the world. And you begin to struggle. He prepares you for the world.
He
wants you to be just as he is. But you is fellow man. Have you reached and you read?
Zaburi esura ya 5:5 onyeru 13.
Psalms chapter 55 verse 13.
Wabula gwe muntu munange eyatambulanga nange mukwano gwange gwe namanyire nnyo.
But it was you, a man my equal, my guide, my close friend,
banangi,
my goodness.
Soko ndeke na musumba. Katonda
God
akulaba ngoli
gwe mukwano gwe. You're his friend, close. He drew you close, revealed you everything.
He revealed
still things.
Still you
pray him to say the Lord come to pass.
There's
something to do. It's very dangerous. God is about to curse you. He's about to curse you. When he will curse you,
make
you do a signpost unto the world that which shames. Can you sit in a secret place like this?
He's
explained to you what he's going to do in the world.
He
gives you samples about them. He
said,
Apostle, go tell them.
This is
what I'm going to do like this.
And they get
strong, see what I'm telling you, they do, I will do them. They are those who say,
he brought it to
the television, he told us, and he laughed. Look at your head. You just see the nose even, you don't analyze it well. You see near. The vision has to come to pass in a special glory. You will see it.
Amen.
The
television will happen. The radio station will be there.
Everything
he spoke about, it will be there.
Amen.
The government will be on our side.
Amen.
And we shall guide the presidents of nations. I see you. But may God give you a large heart like mine, which never give up.
It
believes 100%, 1,000%, 10,000%. You, as you can count, you count. But
these
of believing, I decided the limit moved to the extreme limits. If it's a balance which measures belief, measures it even sorted, it can no more measure anymore.
Yes, you must
be praise Jesus much. May I be lift
18
years back. He called me when I'm 17 years. I am now 34.
If
you they called at 17 years, I've met you recently. You begin to challenge the faith which you spent many years. Let me laugh at you.
17
years.
He
told me the worldwide call. Now he's believing it has to happen.
Amen.
You have met him recently, you're doubting it. Let me laugh more.
I
am a friend of God who never betrays
you.
I am not like you.
Wait, it is.
You align yourself. You repeat for us that verse.
Zaburi sulayata no mutano.
Psalms chapter 55, verse 14.
Wabula gwe muntu munange eyatambulanga nange mukwano gwange gwe namanyire nnyo.
But it was you, a man, my equal, my guide, and my close friend. These words are very terrifying.
Zaburi esura ya 5 mutano olunyiri olwe 13.
Psalms chapter 55 verse 13.
Wabula gwe muntu munange eyatambulanga nange mukwano gwange gwe namanyire nnyo.
But it was you, a man, my equal, my guide, and my close friend.
Na yegwe.
But you,
muntu munange,
my fellow man,
waga eya guiding nange ebyange,
guided my things,
wagira
nnyo, and you supported much,
ngoli mukwa,
and you are my close friends. My close friends. That's why I told you all this. But you, let's see what you did. Or what you're doing now.
Psalms 55
verse
14.
We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Yes. We took counsel of words together.
Sweet
words of knowledge. Fragrance of knowledge. That is
2
Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 14 downwards.
The fragrance,
the fragrance of knowledge.
We spoke here
close to
teacher Edio
in the 5 years. You reason with God. You move in the house, congregation of angels, and they say, man, we have suffered on the world, they have been prepared. Yet you, it's you betraying. Let us see.
Zaburi.
Zaburi esura ya 5 mutano olunyiriri olwe 14.
Psalms 55 verse 14.
Twate sange bigambo ne sanyu fembi. Twatambulanga mu nyumba ya Katonda ne kibina.
We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company.
Onyole 15.
Verse 15.
Okufa kubatuukeko nga tebalowooza. Bake mu bunyanga bakyali balamu. Kubanga obubi buli mu nyumba za mu nyumba yaabwe. Mubo wakati.
Let death seize them. Let death face upon them and let them go down alive into the grave, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. But I told you,
you're
about to get a curse. God make his friend and you begin to degrade yourself.
He
makes you signposts
unto
nations that you are wicked.
This
speaks of here.
He was
a cherubim anointed by anointing of God.
And
Ezekiel 28, verse 1 to 15, he said,
he had
revealed to him most of the secrets,
but
nothing was hid from him. Yet is the same.
It's
garden in the Genesis 3. And he betrayed God. When he perverted the commands of God,
subtracted,
added in what he wants, just as you do, God reveals the revelation which is large. You subtract, you add, you write, you add in what you want. He knew very well. This he speaks to is Satan here. He was his friend, reveals to him everything. When you read Ezekiel 28, verse 1 to 15, you read it, write it down. No secret hid from him.
He was
wiser than Daniel.
Because
Daniel was beloved,
but this
Lucifer, he was a
cherubim.
He was a close friend.
So close.
He was an anointed cherubim.
But see,
he moved because always passed with Jesus in the garden.
Time
when he went to Eve,
knew that still,
just as they always speak together and they come with the Lord Jesus, this time he went him alone. In Genesis chapter
3,
Eve knew perhaps what they speak with the Lord.
That
Satan telling him is, they spoke with it or with the Lord. They moved together in the congregation. That's why through many angels, he told them, Jesus said,
we were
with him and he said, let's go on the earth. We marry. And they come in Genesis 6 and they married the children of men. They took long to realize that they
had
no more reasons with God. Yes. But I say God will cast you, I've told you.
You
cannot make his friend like that and you betray him like that. Psalms 106:109. Yes.
He cast
all the anointing I had given him. He cast him up to today.
In the entire world,
the signpost has never been removed. He's known. Yes. The signpost of wickedness and evils. But he was his close friend.
We were
told whatever he was to do. And Satan never minded.
But
he has played you like that. He moves you like measles.
Does
not allow you to humble and settle down.
Does
not allow you to lay your heart on the vision of God. Let's read the Psalms.
Psalms 109, verse 16.
Because he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and the needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. Yes. He did have mercy on them. In the garden,
God
said, when man would touch of the tree, he will die. He did have mercy on that. He went to tell them one thing. No, God knows. When he will eat of it, it will be like him. Now, inside him, envy has entered in him that he wanted to be as God.
The
man who was enrolled in it. That's how you do out there slowly. You go mess up some of the brethren who write down. You write so much. You stop that. You are about to be cast. I have told you. If you do not write, be there, don't write.
Yeah,
people are always on their brethren. But as they say, on the wedding, even the wicked are always there, even in the heaven of the holy ones, there was Satan. He was chased out when the time came. I prove your time is not far. Let's read, we see. Psalms 109:17. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him.
Verse 18.
As he clothed himself with cursing, as with his garment, so let it come into his body like water, and like oil into his bones. Yes. They cursed him. Yet he was a friend of God. Just as you. God speaks with you many things. Before we met you even. You made many covenants with God.
Now,
see how God has reached you. Where he has prepared you. You've come with him. It's where you feel so humble.
Point, what
did you become real friends?
The vision
built you to not mind to not. Give him proof that what speaks to me next, I'm not sure of their coming to pass. Have you seen the thing you've been doing where it goes to the end? You just refuse to write. When you've not minded to understand, it's not thought how they will happen to be. Most friends of God, when I read them in the Bible,
even
those who spoke to them as they read them,
and
lies to see when they will happen. Friends of God, as if they say, my friend, what you say, do it, that we don't get ashamed. But you are not even his friend, you don't mind. Some of you want to spoil the works he has done. What's not yet done is what you do. It's not pointed finger in others. It's not spoke words which break others. Those are what you do. In 1 Peter chapter 1. We've been revealed many things of salvation. Even prophets were in them before. When the Spirit spoke and they noted, and they searched much to see, when will they happen? If some were told, cover on that vision, you go and rest. He is insisted on it. Now you, I don't even know.
You
get back with the blood of being friends with God. You cease to have enmity and harm. You cease to have. Why is you still enemies to God when he's made you his friends? You sat there. God refused everything, but still, you harden the head, you're still down there with it. Others, after he has finished to teach, you've moved off immediately. As if it's you prepared, not God. I wonder what is wrong with you. Why are you enemies like that? God is still stood on the pulpit and he said, what is spoken about? There is no meaning in them. Me, I have gone. Are you mad like that? Let's read, we see. 1 Peter 1:10. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you.
Verse 11.
Searching what? or what manner of the time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when he testified beforehand in the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. They searched after noting them down. They began to say, what Jesus is meaning? What is to come? Want to see this glory? Prophet Daniel in Daniel 12 was told, go and rest. I've given this to others. Ghost, look at yourself.
So
we go to Daniel BC. He said, leave it, Daniel. I've put them in the latter tireless days. In these hour days, that it's we the friends of God. We note them. They come to fast in our seasons. I've never seen where God has loved us. Fail to become and we remain enemies. We become so much of his enemies.
Yet
we harden our hearts to humble. First Peter chapter 1 verse 12.
Naba babi kulirwanga si kulwa mwe bokka wabula kulwa mwe baweleze ebyo bye mwaka jamu bikulirwe mubulirwe kakana baba.
First Peter chapter 1 verse 12.
Nabo babi kulirwa nga si kulwabwe bokka wabula kulwamwe. Kulwamwe baweleze ebyo bye mwaka jamubulirwe kakano abo ababulirira enjiri mwoyo mutukuvu eyatumibwa okuva mu ggulu bamalayika gye beegomba okulingiriza.
Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven, which things the angels desired to look into. Yes. They feel that they are only for them. Even for us. If they did not note down, how would they access them? You
two
revealed the others to come. Yet what pains much is this? That them had to wait. But we they have to happen when we are there. As we are there. He reveals what he's going to do with us. Not with those to come, but with us, the others to come, and we began in them.
He
told Prophet Daniel, he told him, go rest. These things are prepared them for those on the last days. We ourselves,
but
see how many is spread in a special way. And it will come to pass. I have no way I draw you.
You
need to say it's become proud. But if you will cast yourself every day, but even time is not far, you remain in that you do of being an enemy towards God.
He
made you his friend.
Tell
you of his plans. You do not want to write. Don't even want to analyze to know. Daniel chapter 12 verse 4.
Na yegwe Danieli bika ku bigambo osaka bonero ku kitabo okutuse ekiseera ky'enkomerero.
But you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased.
We
said to shut up the book, Daniel.
Put
them to the end time. Now those days, I will bring knowledge to increase. We are in the full knowledge of God. The time already came.
My God
give you light of knowledge to enlighten you, to give you vision, to give you revelation. To work with God. Nothing he wants to do. As those is revealed to them to. Man, I don't understand you. I don't know why haven't you understood yet.
kubanga buli ndwadde tugisimye.
Every sickness we've bound it.
Netukulaga enkwezi za Satani.
Schemes of Satan.
Netukulaga enkwezi z'omutima.
Schemes of the heart.
Netukulaga omwoyo omubi kugwe.
Evil spirit to cease be in you.
Osobola okubeera mukwano gwa Katonda atuukirira.
A perfect friend of God.
Netukulaga empisa z'okutya Katonda zonna.
All behaviors of fear of God. Still you dodge them.
Yeah.
Look to your brother and tell them, indeed, if it is you doing things like this,
then
look to yourself, you pity yourself before you look to your brethren. But indeed, I am a very hard person. Every day I brought this in me like this, even manners. Behaviors. What are these things I have been doing? You are they even laughing? You don't. You are others laugh after being revealed. You are all frowned and serious. Not moved.
Ask me, say,
my friend, what he tells me is foolishness. If I'm in a nice school.
If you
speak with someone and you are all happy, they are frowned like that. We are in revelation. Your face is like a car which has knocked that old model car. We shout hallelujah. You say you hallelujah over what? We are praising for great things. You are standing like a telephone mast, straight and like Paul, straight. When you say praise, you swear yourself a little like that. We see revelation in action. You say, over which action is that? Let's read verse 8 and 9.
Daniel sura ya 12 olinyolo 8.
Daniel chapter 12 verse 8.
Nempulira naye nesitegera. Nendyo kanjogera nti ayi mukama wange ebiliva mu ebyo biliba bitya.
And thy heart but understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?
Olinyolo 9.
Verse 9.
Nayogera nti kwata makubo go Daniel kubanga ebigambo bibikiddwako era bisibwa kakabonero.
And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Yes. He said, go your way. They say, leave that. They are of people of the end time.
We
shall do them all since I will do them with them.
Amen.
He
counted you among those.
It
became a betrayer.
They are
just staggering in full knowledge. Somebody say now. Apostle now.
He's
insulting me that I staggered.
You just checked
the meaning you have. What use you have here? You can't not prepare yourself. We try to prepare you. You are so mad. Now you have what meaning and use? Why do you trouble our seats? God made you his friend.
Someone
revealed the light of knowledge to give them a vision. I revealed them in the world.
Those
old prophets say, wait,
in
the times of the end.
If
God expects you one thing, you order yourself. Read me the next verse.
Daniel sura ya 12 olinyolwe 10.
Daniel chapter 12 verse 10.
Banji abali elongosa. Abali etukuza, abali womezebwa. Na ye, ababi bali kole bibi, soku babi tekuli bali tegera. Na yabo, abali na magezi bali tegera.
Many shall be purified and made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand,
But the wise shall understand. Let me tell you, if these have failed in you, know you have wickedness within you.
If you fail
to see that these need to be written down, there is a kind of heart in you. Hatred. You don't wish.
You
wish that it's you who knows by yourself.
It
you
says,
why are they apostles when I've given them to me?
You
are a very hard person. You have evils with yourself. If you not understood, but God tell you purify yourself. Isaiah 40,
he
warned us with these words.
Isaiah 1.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1.
Zibasanze abana abajemu bwayogera mukama abateese ebigambo naye sinange era babika n'ekibika naye si kya mwoyo gwange balyoke bongere kibi ku kibi.
Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel by not from me, and that cover with a covering, but not with my spirit, that they may add sin unto sin. Yes. God has called you to take counsel with him. To reveal your secrets, when you go aside, you take counsel of your own things. Me, I will not do like that.
If
you have your other spirit you inquire from, after we study all the things here, you are in light of revelation, you go aside, you say, me, I have to inquire from the Lord. Those things, are they truth?
Lord,
beyond scriptures, you're going to inquire from who else? All prophets look to them. Angels look and they happen. And they are ready to minister. Now, no one needs to just look into them. But
did
come in action, we fulfill the word of God. We call them your laughing. I want them to come down and
laugh
you as you laugh in your heart. And you roll your 7 days right there. We shall not mind you. You will be a good example unto us. Yes. May God have someone slaps. Let us see. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 2.
Abatambula okuserengeta okugenda Misiri, songa tebebuuzizza mukamwa kange, okwenyweza manyi ga Falao, n'okwesiga ekisikirize kye Misiri.
That walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked my counsel to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. After we study very well, you meet Gentiles and you ask them, that can the world be filled knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea? But now, you have troubles with yourself.
Is that possible
the worldwide call to be nation Uganda as you see us? Isaiah chapter 30, verse 3.
Amanyi ga Falao chegaliva gabere ensonyi zammwe, n'okwesiga ekisikirize kye Misiri kuliba kuswala kwa mwe.
Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your humiliation.
Olinyolokuna.
Verse 4.
Kubanga abakulu be Zoani,
for his princes were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Hanes. Yes. You know, you see, you have been inquiring as you move out. You ask from the people out there. And those you ask, they are not even the ones who brought you here. God brought you that you become his friend. He brought you from very far. And
has
a great deal plotted against your life to reach you here. You think they have been your feet, yet God man to guide their feet.
all feet of the right heels, whether those to be right heels, they are guided by the Lord. Lord God called Abraham his friend. Why he called him his friend, it was one thing.
I'm not going
to hide Abraham from what I'm going to be doing. Let me tell him, for he's going to turn many unto righteousness.
Yet,
called him his friend, that he tells him, I would have spoken much on things like those. But what's most important, go prepare to meet with the Lord your God. You cover up your book. You stand up on your feet. We confess the words of the grace. Go and think the way God makes you such a friend to him, to reveal to you great things, and you don't lay a heart towards them. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all the brethren, because the kingdom and the authority and the power and the glory, all they are for our God forever and evermore.
Amen.
Amen. You reach well. Spirit, the Lord lead you. If you want to give, you give. If still you don't want, still don't give, go first think of the greatness of God. It does not need. It's not required. May God bless you.